Alleluia.
Hallelujah.
Еще раз славу нашему
One more
Господу.
Time, give praise to God.
Он достоин, amen.
He's worthy, amen.
Бог продолжает менять.
God continues changing.
И дьявол с этим ничего.
And devil cannot do anything with it. Amen.
Некоторые люди говорят,
Some people say, that's impossible. No, it's opposite. The path has to be thin and hard that you have to come to the other side, to the other side of God. The only ones that are going to do that are the strongest ones, the ones that are most devoted. Some people say, why is it so hard for you to come? Why is it so hard to be with you? Because you have to pay the price. I paid a big price to stand here in front of you, and only God knows what that really means, everyone. And even my health. My dear ones, we're not playing in church. We're not playing in some kind of game. If we're with God, then we are with God. If we're not with God, then we are not with God. And please, my dear ones, let's never be lukewarm that does not reach anything and is not moving anything anywhere. If we are with God, then we are 100% with Him.
Спасибо, Иисус.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's welcome our international church. Welcome, dear ones.
Мы благословляем всех, кто сегодня с нами в онлайне.
We bless everyone that's online watching with us. And these ones that are here, and ones that are slept in, and in Seattle, at home. Okay, we welcome everyone.
Итак, сегодня мы пойдем в Слово.
Today we will go into the Word. And I will continue our topic. I don't know when this is going to end. I, for a long time, I've been talking about this, and keeps coming. This title, we are moving, it's a couple months we're moving in this word,
of
Understand Yourself. I like this series of sermons. Sometimes God opens things up to me, new ones, and then He brings me back to this point. And of course, soon everything will be explained, but not completely everything, but mostly from different perspectives, and church will at least have some kind of a comprehension of what, where we need to go. Do you know why we need to go forward? Because those that are standing behind the podium never show an example of where we need to go. Do you understand? Some church doesn't stand, just the pastor stands alone. Amen? Church cannot go when the leaders stand not moving. Dear ones, we, a long time ago, were just standing and not moving. So many years ago, we stopped walking. Then we need a reformation. Complete, total transformation of everything. What is prayer? What is sermon? What is church altogether? Completely. What are leaders? What is anointing? What is all of that needs to be completely transformed. And God wants to use you. Reformation of the last days. It is not just some random anointed thing. The body of Christ needs to arise. The body of Christ having all the gifts has to arise. Each of you have gift and potential. You just haven't dug deep enough, you haven't pursued it enough, or you don't want to pray that will explode and manifest through you. But we can just look at champions, we can just observe them in the world. It's easy to do. It's easy for us to go after someone who prays and fasts daily. It's easy. But my goal is to call you to movement. Everyone who's here, everyone who's watching, everybody.
Именно.
Exactly.
Поднять тело.
To arise the body of Christ. It's not convenient to those that are just slacking off because they become all alike. Nobody wants to be alike, but Jesus told His disciples, we will not be alike, you will be bigger. Why? Because, not because Jesus just said that, because He said that I am leaving, I do not have any more time here, but somebody has to continue the mission, which will be my bride. We have to understand this concept and follow the concept of Christ. First of all, these pictures have to be embedded in our spirit by the Holy Spirit, so you become what you see. We already talked about this. who haven't heard the last sermon, process of following, merging, please take it and listen to it.
Итак, сегодняшняя тема
okay, and today's sermon is called
Born
to be alike.
To become alike.
Born to become alike. We are born. We are not born just to reach something. We are born to reach something in Him. We are not born just for everybody becoming an individual by themselves somewhere, reaching something for their own, building their own kingdom. We are born for all of us in unity. It does not matter how different we are and how everybody is born in their own aspect of being a champion. Even in this room, even if everybody becomes a pastor, we will all have our different anointings and everybody will be unique and interesting to listen to in different ways. We do not compete with anyone because where there is competition, there are copies. Where there is no copies, there is no competition. This candy is with marmalade and this one is with nuts. They do not compete. They're all candy, but they're all different. I like that one and I like this one. You have to understand, this is our Father. And regardless of how God is so wonderful, 7 million of people living in the world, and everybody will have a different revelation, and everybody will have their own word to follow. Completely unique. Take your place. Stop looking at somebody else. Take your place. Your place.
Знаете, you know,
we are born to copy. We copy everything. Everything. Beginning with fashion, ending with anything else. Even in the car right now, I don't have one original disc. All of my CDs are collected. I do not want to talk about this. Do you understand me? This is our life.
Почему?
Why? The question is why. It is easier. It is easier for us to take something than to receive something of our own. But when you receive something of your own, you become such a unique individual that you cannot be compared to anyone. That is unreal to do. Do you understand? You become an original. We are born to
знаете,
be like him.
The most unique thing
to be like him.
What,
are we all going to be like dolls, like looking like him? No.
My individuality,
my authenticity plus his, it is a different, completely different uniqueness. It's a different part of a reality of God. And revelation of him, do you understand? We all will become merged, and your individuality, just like I told you last example, it becomes merged with you and becomes completely absolute, different, higher breed. The breed of church, if you can even call it that. God does not make clones. He does not clone people.
Tanya,
Tanya, Andre, Andre. No.
Он берет твой дух.
He takes your spirit.
Уникально, индивидуально, unique, individual,
created only by Him, that is eternal.
Прилагает туда свою субстанцию, и получается такая уникальная личность, которую
and
можно всю жизнь слушать,
together into such a unique individual that you will listen to it for your whole life and you will never get tired of it because I'm listening to God through your words, through your lips.
Ты немало знаешь о Боге, ты просто с ним никогда не сливался.
Ты только Он касается твоего духа. У тебя ядерный взрыв. You become exploded inside, and these different revelations fall on different sides of the earth, and people wonder, how can this be? And this is all from God. Stop looking here or there or there. Start looking here and there. God, if this is such a big thing, then what is me plus you? What can I be?
На туалетах в Раше.
Remember on in Ukraine and Russia, they wrote Andrei plus Svetlana equals love. Oh, you're laughing? But that is how it is.
Что-то плюс что-то равняется что-то другое.
Something totally different. Do you understand? I want you to listen to me with your spirit today to understand what I'm doing right now. I'm painting a picture in your subconscious so you understand that you don't need some pastor or some leader just with him. You need to listen to yourself and you can enjoy yourself more than any pastor. I can leave and receive so much more from God internally. My revelation, my God living inside of me. Your God wants to live inside of you. He wants to live inside of all of us. And he wants each of us to testify of him. And you can say, oh, what if I make a mistake? And I say, no. My daughter, 5 years old, can tell you what she knows about daddy. And 10 years old, she can tell you what she knows about daddy. My daughter will tell you something completely different. That is aging. And I like when my daughter, at 5 years old, at 3 years old, tells somebody about her daddy. It's funny. But that is so cool. Do you understand? Don't be afraid. What if I say something? What if somebody has a bigger revelation than me? There's no such thing as bigger revelation, smaller revelation. First one, second one, and third one revelation. There's just all from different perspectives of the revelation. I like to listen to you not because you are interesting. I like to listen to you because I'm interested in God that is in you, and he will never be repeated the same way in anyone else, only in you. I am interested in talking to you. Tell me what God told you yesterday, and you tell me a simple revelation, and it explodes my life because for me, it's not open to me, but it is open to you. So do not think that you are some kind of smaller or belittled. Because you're not worthy of much, but here's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Holy Spirit is the plus. Understand? Andre, Holy Spirit, God equals totally different individual. Do you understand? Simple concept. Write it down. It's deep.
Amen.
Amen.
Рождённые стать подобными.
Born to be alike, to become alike. I want to see the picture of who is the bride of Christ and what it turns into. Like a leader, like a teacher, God told me a lot of things and a lot of revelations about this. And again, I want to share with you after this sermon. I don't want you to say, oh, what an awesome pastor. I want you to see God after this sermon. You need to be transparent. I am not worried about myself anymore. I am worried how I can manifest his name. I want people to fall on their knees after the sermon and say, God, I want you, more of you.
I want everyone to completely forget who is Шаповалов.
Encountering my ministry, you are encountering him, not me. Him. What is this? I want to listen to, I turn on Шаповалов and hear God, I feel God. You don't understand the formula. Шаповалов plus Holy Spirit equals the Bride of Christ. You listen to him with your spirit, and in the same way, I hurt when people who do not understand these revelations, if Holy Spirit's revelations bother you, I feel sorry for you because you're far away from the truth. Why, when it doesn't worry you when you open a newspaper, 13 teenagers committed suicide. You're like, oh, that's unfortunate. And next page you turn. But then you find Шаповалов's sermon. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why it doesn't something terrible explode you that you want to go and minister to people and bring people to God? But such a small revelation blows you up that doesn't even have anything in common with you. But you know how we can understand one each other. Sveta, Andrei can understand each other. You know how? If Tanya plus Holy Spirit or Sergei plus Holy Spirit, when we become carriers of the plus, we will understand each other because the plus connects us, makes us one family. Tanya and Andre can all become one, can have a common understanding if they have the Holy Spirit, if they share stuff with each other. They will understand each other because you have the same thing that is in me. Because we are one family. Do you understand this simple concept? Okay. Here is why someone who doesn't see me loves me, but someone who sees me hates me because we are in different spirit. Look.
Моя цель нарисовать тот образ, который был мне открыт и показан Христом много лет назад, около 20 лет назад. Иисус показал мне, потом сказал,
скрыть это во время. Long time ago. I will say 2011, practically all year, I was giving off the revelations that I wanted to do all my life, that I received from God a long time ago. It's not, why did we talk about individual, about war, about strength? We didn't talk about it because you couldn't listen to those without something else that I needed to share with you. You can't accept it. How can you listen to the glory of God if you haven't encountered God? We release these revelations in the body of Christ, and I see and I believe, my dear ones, that something different is arising. If somebody wants to change something that's old, forget it. Jesus is the Son of the Live God. Everything that was called before, he never tried to change something that was old, something old revelation or a prayer. He just turned around and there was unfortunate. He didn't want to have anything in common with the old. He said, those ones, bring them to me. And they came 12 guys. From you I will start. My dear ones, we have to understand that if God wants to build something uniquely, but God somehow always starts with a new slate, new page. He took Israel. He gave a chance to Israel. They did not want to. He waited till everybody died, and he started with new. When you look over things, God tries to change. But if it is crusty, and if it is old, Jesus himself said, they cannot be filled. Cannot be filled. Saying that, how come God doesn't explain to me? How come God doesn't encounter me? You have to say that I put everything old behind me. So what is that these people gave God glory yesterday or brought him things? Today they made an idol and called him God. That is what bothers God. Do not call idols God. God can be called something that is live and active. Do not call something that is old God. Do not call it. Call it good, Christian, but do not call it the Church of God that is supposed to cast away demons, deliverance, and glory is supposed to flow. Jesus, born to become alike. I like this. You have to understand that you and I, some people think, why do I need Jesus? Americans have this word incomplete, you know?
Incomplete.
It means not full, not to its full potential. Not whole, incomplete. Some people think I am born and I don't want God, I don't want devil, I don't want Christ, I am neutral. That is not us, that is only half of who we are supposed to be. Some people to this day do not understand this. As I was talking with my team, some people still cannot understand even some of the biggest successes. People still use 10 to 15% of their brain. Why? Even the biggest genius is still use 15%. Haven't anyone asked the guy the question, why? Are we that unable? And I asked this question to God, and he said, son, you don't understand. Everyone else. Does someone understand me? You know why a person is an individual who has such a capacity? Because all the other percents need to be taken with God. You don't understand. You cannot fully reach that. You cannot reach that. I gave you a brain. And in that brain, you can understand, you get 15%. Everything else is mine. You know that a person in extreme situations can pick up a helicopter. I've seen this. I know. Helicopter. When a friend was crushed by it, he just picked it up. Nobody understood why or how. His feet dug into the earth, into the dirt, when he was picking it up. What is this? This is telling us that in extreme situations, certain parts of your brain become active that are not active otherwise. God did not create certain things. We are vessels that God needs to fill. All these percents that we cannot use physically or with our mind, these 85%, the other 85, God is waiting. Son, I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to use that. You have the 15, I use the 85. Two together equals 100, and you will see what flows out of your life. Loud? That's just my understanding. That is why from this teaching you cannot do that. Oh, where is this written in the Bible? Go. Read. Look. We know all of this. We all know this. We know that alike things come together. Things that are alike always come together. Even nature teaches us that. Even nature. Have you ever seen the elephant and the mouse? Oh, no love. There is no love. You can't say anything to love. No. If it is normal in creation of God, you know, a person can go lean other ways. We're not talking about somebody who wants everything that just moves. Amen. We understand that in this concept, God... Okay, I'm receiving different revelations. Let's not go there. We all know that alike things are attracted. Nature and everything around us testifies of this. You know that those that are saved and those that are alike. People that are saved are those that receive God into their heart but never gave their whole life to Him, and like the disciples completely sold everything. I'm not talking about physically, I'm talking about you completely are His, and those that are His know what I'm talking about right now. Is people that were saved and will be saved, no one takes away salvation, but they cannot become the bride of Christ, the one that He chose, He selected to be just like Him. The bride is supposed to be like Him, like things attract, and religion will crack in this, because they are not worthy,
даже
to be even close to the throne of the One Almighty. What? Even the Almighty came to earth and said, guys, come here. Called everyone, say, come to me. We are not worthy. What? If the brothers, if we're all not, He made us worthy. And He is calling us. You're 100% are not worthy and never will be all by yourself and never will be. But He made you worthy by the blood of Jesus. You now are worthy. And now it is your identification to enter into His glory. Look. Are you receiving something? Saturate yourself in this. You have to know who you are. You have to understand who you are. You have to say, God, open to me who I am in you. You 100% completely can only be when you are with God. Before you are with God, you're only 1%, 2%, 15%. You cannot be a whole single. Or you don't understand what you are able to do in this life. You have to become one with God, with His Spirit, with His glory, and you will see what will flow through you. And you will see, oh my God, how you will be affecting lives of thousands of people, how you're not going to have to pay anybody, but people will start changing around you. What is this? That is Him in you. Because I know who I'm not, who I am without Him. This revelation I have received. Trust me, I do not want to go back there. It's only you and me. I am no longer my own. How do you die? How do you die? It's you become one. You become a plus one with Him. To give yourself to Him. Say, Father, here I am. Take me. Look. Those that are saved and those that are alike. People that are saved will never desire to cross the boundary of supernatural. They will always be restricted by fear, and all that is unknown to them is on the other side. But others will always live. How do we know who is the bride of Christ on this earth? We talked with you about this before. The process of creation. We are slowly observing this. God has created everything, but God gives us time. He cut out a clip of time and put everything on pause, which is our life, and we see how everything is becoming formulated, how in front of our eyes the bride of Christ is rising. Some people say, wow, life is flying by. It's going by so fast. Yeah, it can't go by any faster. Fast is, for God, it's one day, 1,000 years. Oh, God went to vacation. Let's see how prayers are going. Oh, goodness. 150 generations have come while God was resting. You know, quickly is God blinked 6 days. I don't know days for God. Everything's the same, and everything creation is created, and you have this you do not understand what God is. You cannot fully comprehend who He is. Start thinking that God is eternal, that nobody created Him. He has no beginning, no end, and already you're gonna fall, and you're gonna have circuits going off. You will not understand that concept. Start thinking about God, and you will see how these processes are going to start shifting inside of you. Those that are alike are those that are decided. You know, people that are married, you know why the wife or the woman always loses the last name when they get married? And normal wives, you cannot be two. You are one. When she becomes into a covenant in the context, she gives everything, and everything that she is, she loses her last name, her name, everything. Her identification can only give her husband, her groom. And now she is Svetlana Shapovalov. Before this, whoever she was before this does not matter, because it is completely different life. Do you understand? Well, this is in normal circumstances. If you have something else, I feel bad for you. Okay. God cannot come back to earth. Cannot come back to earth because it has not been. He has not found some that are like Him. We laugh and we smile right now, but I'm going to talk about something serious. How do we recognize when He comes? How can we identify that? It's simple. When a like will attract, when things that are like Him will start calling out to Him. I want to embed this into you. Oh, but we don't know when God comes. We don't know when Jesus comes. When? We need to pray every day. In case he comes tomorrow.
Что?
What?
Невеста индикатор.
Bride is the indicator that the groom is recognized. Is Jesus ready for wedding? Yes, church.
Так вот. So, знаете, что? Сколько you know,
that how many weddings I have done before, oh goodness. Sometimes you sit with the groom in the limo, and you walk with him, and he's pacing. You know why he feels so uncomfortable? Why? Women. Because she is... He's ready. He's just so ready. I love you just the way you are. No, she has to be ready. Revelation is simple. The groom will come when the bride and the spirit say, come. Come. That's it. Okay. And with white horses and angels, he will come after his beloved. When will he come? You will know even the season. Not, it's written not the hour, not the day. But you know, that is very specific. God didn't say civilization or years or months. No, God did not say that.
Чем больше на то, что он говорил. Смотри, он
he
сказал,
said,
не дня, не часа.
Not the day, not the hour.
Неделя.
Week.
А месяц.
Month.
А год.
Year.
Ну, кто-то понимает, да?
Do somebody understand?
Как бы невеста, она будет...
Like, the bride
вот
will have
вот
a feeling.
Время,
she understands, there's the feeling. Here's the feeling. Everybody leave me alone. I want him.
iPhone.
She will turn off her iPhone.
Закроет Facebook.
Close her Facebook.
И скажет, все,
and
we'll
say, that's it, here is the season to be and
его.
Await him.
Дух внутри тебя,
Spirit
если
inside
невеста,
of you
внутри тебя начнет кричать, приди, и дух
call,
и невеста
come.
Кричат,
the
приди.
Spirit and the bride say, come.
Ты будешь орать, приди.
You will не yell, то, come. You, it's not like you're not going to know.
Да. Даю,
hour
знаю.
And day, yeah.
Jesus cannot come back because
he has not found the one that is like him. The bride is not ready.
Masses of
arguments are going around. What is the preparation of the bride? What I've heard so many throughout my life. My goodness, each create their own theory. The bride is supposed to glow, and in everyone's mind has their own theory what this really means. That means that everyone is supposed to be wearing head garments and being dressed properly for him to come. What? What is this camouflage going on? Oh, this is... They're getting ready for salvation. I apologize. I thought we were getting ready for Christ. Hallelujah.
Едем дальше.
We're going forward,
ладно,
moving
касса,
forward.
Определили, все
okay,
понятно.
That is a fairy tale. We've determined that.
Смотри. Святость, да, это правильно, но это
glory
одна
is
из
right,
деталей.
But it's just one of the details.
Но это не критерия, по которой
it is not a criteria that the God comes,
кто-то говорит,
or Jesus
сколько,
comes.
Сколько учений, сколько,
there's so
сколько,
many teachings
говорят,
and
Христос
so many sayings
придет,
that
будет,
Jesus will come when,
говорит, когда будет проповедовано Евангелие по всей земле.
The Bible will be preached all over the world. Some
что,
don't understand what this really means in original.
В оригинале, это когда
in original, this means
видеть.
When the whole world will see the bride. Somebody understand. Somebody think that here is the little paper for you. Jesus, this is Jesus, read about him. Here you go. Here is the telephones for you. Feel free to call. Here's a CD and you listen to sermons and that talk about you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you better repent, repent, repent. That is not Jesus. Daddy does not invite fear in his children. He loves. He created circumstances that bring you to him. Yeah, that is true.
Понимаем,
we don't understand what is
знаете,
testifying
царство,
of
the glory.
In reality,
Бога,
we're supposed to manifest that and show us that
земле.
His
и
bride
тогда...
is supposed to do that. And then,
позвонил,
it is not just phone calls or
looking
at you know, television
сказал,
or the radио telling people, and after you've done that, you're ready for God to come, for Jesus. No, it's not that. In the original, it says... It says it is shown. It's not saying that it is taught. It is shown. The world is supposed to see the one. And when they're supposed to see, they're supposed to say yes or no. And when that contrast will come of the yes and the no, that is when everything will start. From one piece of paper, nothing comes. The world is supposed to see God. They're supposed to, they will see God when you become one with Him. Some don't understand. God created you because He wants to be loved. Some want to argue with me or call me names. But God would not create a bride if He didn't feel complete in some aspect. That is a revelation. You are not whole without God, and God is not whole without you. He created everything. Everything is supposed to love Him and glorify Him, but the bride by herself is supposed to find the love and call out, come. Exactly her. She's looking. He is in search of her. He's the groom that will never force to love or to dress a certain way. Love, I said. Yeah, that's a religious church. And in their psalms they sing. What kind of car did you buy? And everybody recognized somebody. That is how we love. We invest into our plans, or we do not know where God is. And when we encounter the real God face to face, you start to push Him away. If I encounter something that I don't understand and my spirit hasn't fully developed to understand that, I close my mouth and I do not want to say anything that may be wrong. I do not know what it is because it is dangerous to say something against it because I don't... The one that is selected. Do you like this? You like the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ by herself, supposed to search Him out. My dear one, I want you. I don't care about anything else. I just want you. I look for you. Oh, look, you gave us some jewels. Thank you. Oh, no, this is not from God. Or seeing... walking on Gold Street, is this not from God as well? A little bit of dust fell and everybody had a reaction. Oh, what if angel appears? Oh, sorry, guys. Or is something from a spiritual world becomes evident to us? What do we say? What is oil or gold? What does this have anything to do with? It has that has nothing to do with love. We search for love. He gives us God. He just gives us gifts. Everybody notices the gifts. But you notice the thousands of changed, saved lives and testimonies that are online right now. Thousands. Notice this. No, I don't want to. Because it is a different spirit, church. It is a dead... when dead are going to be arising, they will still not believe. Go with the ones that are wanting to be saved. The bride, church, is not called to save everyone. It is called to manifest the kingdom, the appearance of God. The world has an option of saving everybody and invest time and strength into saving everyone. No. You come, you say, if God said they don't receive, just in case, so you don't stand with them next to them in heaven. in heaven. In a parent that I have nothing in common with you, because you have something on you that is dirty, that I don't even want your dust to be on me. Your air, your oxygen, take it away from me. I don't want it. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's very unfortunate, because someone already made the choice. For me, a bride that is ready. Here, I'm going to tell you what I consider is ready. Maybe some consider this not right. This is my own theory based on the Bible, what God showed me, how I live with God. The bride that is fully ready, meaning that she is clothed with right garments. The one that is ready is not just the one that is shiny, but is an individual that is became like her groom, and now she and the Spirit say, come. When the bride says, come, none of us, even in our worst misfortune, we will say, Jesus, come, I am ready. You know why? Because it's not that we are not right or we're in the wrong places. We're just not in that season. Do you understand? We are growing, we're moving, Reformation is growing throughout the world. We're not in that season yet. You will feel how the cloud, the season will come. Right now it's kind of a separation of yes, yes, or no, no. Either you are standing behind or you're going forward. Even though it's new and then not familiar to you, you still go after it, because if you stand behind, you will not receive. Where do you go? Listen to my voice and I will tell you. This is the bride. This is the ones that love him. Even they go, if though they don't know where they're going, but they still know because they follow him for the rest of their lives. That is the bride. That isn't this bride. Where? Is this in the Bible? Is this in the Bible? No, it's not there. No, it's not there. Okay, then forget it. You know, it was unique to observe our wives. If you come to them and say, Svetlana, may I start to date you? I like you. Can we start to have relations? I will give you a call tomorrow. And she goes home and starts. And, okay, fill out the application. Social security, passport, identification, bank account, and she goes down the list, your criminal history. No. No. Everything is based on love there. Do you understand? I am telling you something. I'm telling you a secret right now of how God selects, how everything is based on the first commandment, love. You know how she fell in love with me, I fell in love with her, and even though I had a criminal history, it had nothing to do with our love, because love covers everything. Same thing with God. Everything is based on love. You try to please him, but he says, you're already pleased me. I love you. Do you understand? Everything. I love you all. Jesus, let me clean myself up a little bit better, so I become a little bit better, a little bit nicer looking. Jesus, my daughter, I already love you, and I will help you correct yourself. And I am attracted to what is living inside of you, part of my spirit, that is still holy even though you make mistakes. Our daddy is a lover. He loves all of our darkest, hardest places and things. And regardless of all of that, he still loves you, because love is never based and will never be based on circumstances, on conditions. You know what is unconditional love? That is what I love. That is why I love him. Even though I do some things that are wrong, I say, God, forgive me. And he says, Son, I already a long time ago, I forgive you. So what does this mean? That I can just sin? No. You're not part of the bride. You don't know what I'm talking about. When the bride, if she makes a mistake, this mistake causes her the same pain that it brings the groom. The bride cannot just secretly sin and just think he will forgive me. That is not the bride. The bride, when she makes a mistake, she is in misery, and she asks for forgiveness from her lover. It's like old mistakes, you know? You walk by a fire hydrant, you pick up your like... And God said, it's okay, I forgive you, everything's fine, I love you. Calm down.
Серьезно, я знаю, что такое. Мы разводили собак. Я знаю,
собака, I know what this is. I had a dog.
Она просто подойдет,
even when she doesn't want to go, she still comes and lifts her leg. I don't even know what this is. Those of you who have dogs know. She's just standing. It's a reflex. There's nothing there, but you just have to stand. That's just how it is.
Тема длинная, времени мало. Хорошо, идем.
Such a long
Смотрите,
sermon.
We have so little time. Let's Итак,
read from the Bible. The bride that is ready is the one that is like him. It's not that she's brushing off little spots or cleaning herself off with bleach. It's the one that merged with him. There's so much of him in you that it becomes
Оно начинает как енох. И ходил енох, и не ходил больше енох. Почему? Да потому что склеился. Слился с Богом, потом Бог сказал, забудь, тебе земля не надо.
Come on with him.
Бытие 2.22.
Genesis 2.22.
Вы знаете, это начало, это прообраз того, что Бог творит. Я считаю современного перевода.
Я прочитаю,
да, с современного перевода. Здесь уникально
переведено.
Там, в этом синоде, эти все вещи как-то так затерты, упрятаны. Но здесь так красиво переведено с оригинала. Смотрите, как здесь написано. Бытие 2.22. Господь Бог
the Lord God
взял ребро, вынутое у человека, и создал из него женщину, и привел ее к человеку. Хорошо, смотри,
okay,
идем дальше, 23 стих.
Continuing reading.
Человек
and
сказал,
said,
смотри, что сказал Адам,
said,
когда увидел ее. Наконец-то! Она такая же, как и я!
She's just like me.
Это оригинал. Что у нас там что написано? Ничего, слава Богу. Аллилуйя. Вы слушайте, что я буду.
Listen to
Смотрите,
what I'm
в оригинале написано,
Look, in the original
значит,
it says,
помните, что написано? Даже в синоде написано, что он
Even
искал
in the synod, it's saying
и не мог
he searched,
найти подобную
and he could not
себе.
Find
Вы
one
знаете,
that is like him?
Макет you know, и
this is a
того,
image of what God is doing. He created everything
подобной,
and the one that is like him, he could not find.
И он сказал, создайте
and he said, I created
all
of this so one that is like me will come to me. I will die for her. I know her entire future. I give her all the chances. And all, I will give all these people a chance to be like me. And I will show this in the Bible if religion has a hard time comprehending it. Amen? God is an image.
Бог сказал, смотри.
God says, look.
Это вам... Знаете, как ты открываешь книгу,
this is for you. You
know
when you open a book and you have all the chapters in the book. First chapter, second chapter, 50th chapter. The Bible, you know, it is like alphabet of the heaven. It is a list, temple of contents of God. Yeah, it is like in the film, they show a preview. They show small fragments from all throughout the film. They collect it together and they show it. In the Genesis, that is demonstrated through the film that we are a part of. We are a part of this. And we have a chance. Can you imagine? Each and every single one of us right now has a chance to not just be saved, but to be like him. Not just, oh, thank you, God, for thank you, Jesus, for your Bible, and I will go and pursue my own happiness. But those that are leaving their own happiness, like the disciples said, we left everything for you. And he started listing what? Not only in heaven, but on earth, you will have this and this and this. God said, children, don't worry. My dear ones, saved ones and liked ones are two different things. Do not mix them together. Even those, do not... be in war with the ones that are saved. The ones that are like, do not be in war with ones that are saved. Do not pull the ones that are just saved to do the same, because for them it's incomprehensible to be where you are. In their eyes, you've lost your sanity. They don't understand what love is that you are ready to die for. For them, they have thank you, I'm not going to hell, and they live their own life. Millions. The bride. The bride is the minority comparing to 7 billion people on earth. It's the ones that are ready. You know why everyone rejects you? God himself creates circumstances like that with your relatives. Will my beloved reject me in front of them? Or your own mother, will she reject you? Will you reject me because of her? Some of you stay and cry, God, I paid such a big price for you, and I know what it is. I know how that feels like. But my dear ones, you know what Jesus said? Son, don't worry. You don't even know what you will have in heaven because of what you invest in earth, money or relationship or your future. You desire to be with him, not because you don't go to this church. This church is just an indicator where you want to go, but you want to be with him. Those that listen to us, masses of people, they were kicked out of churches. Don't worry, because you're paying the price. Jesus will come back. He will restore everything. Look, my beloved one. My beloved one, she rejected everything because of me. She created out of business, out of her family or her country, out of everything to be with me. My dear ones, you don't understand what kind of reward you will get for this. For every person you lost in your life or relative, don't be afraid to pay the price, because your reward is your beloved. Do not wait for businesses or relations. Wait for only him. Me and my beloved are one. I want to be with him. Why? Because I want to be his beloved, his loved. I'm his bride. Oh, Jesus. You know, honestly, I love Jesus. Who loves Jesus? Oh, I love Jesus. Give God praise. He's so good. And look at what person said, 23rd verse. And the man said, now this is the one whose bones come from my bones, whose body comes from my body. I will call her woman. In other words, it is an image of what God is doing. A copy, this plan of God on Adam. This huge image, and he's saying, children. And you know, when Christ will come, he will say, here it is. Here is she, the one who I can merge with, because she became me. She became like me. And like Adam said, she's just like me. I like modern translation. Everything's clear. Here is what it says. Finally, she is just like me. And Jesus said, and Jesus will say, here she is. Here she is, one just like me. And all of your religious understandings, take them aside. Pursue him. Run after him. Pay the price. Do not compromise with the spirit of the world. If you lose so many people because of relations, positions, and churches, knowing that the scariest thing, they lose Christ. They don't lose salvation. They lose Christ. They lose his love. They lose the throne, the grief, the position of the bride, which is a different category, different base. Oh, you know, the ones that are saved with palm tree leaves. Oh, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. I'm happy for you. But my dear ones, I am I like to go to the max.
Значит,
if you go, you go to
Иначе,
the end. Or otherwise, why bother starting this, creating dust here?
Go
until the end.
Хуже, Христа, they
will not call you worse than Jesus. Do you understand? You're смiling, I'm serious. They will not call you anything worse.
Devil,
Satan, all of this. He said, just like they called me, they will call you. That's what he said. Read your Bible and don't worry that they again call you like Jesus. You will have a great reward. Because they don't talk bad about you because of something unfortunate, but it's because you are pursuing God. You're not dying. Here's why there will be a lot of saved ones, but the bride is completely different based. It will be the one that is like Christ. She is born from Him and ready by the Holy Spirit only for Him. That is why some play, but some go through hardship, through merging, through break, through heartache. Because the more of Him in you, the less of you. And already not me living, it is not me living, but the one that I love lives inside of me.
Look,
that is the plan of God, of what He creates. He creates the bride for His Son by the Holy Spirit. When the bride will be ready, when the Spirit will prepare her, when Spirit and the bride say, come, Romans
8:28.
I have a couple of different translations. I will just read the third one. They're pretty much the same thing. These translations I will talk about. Romans 8:29. Listen to me very carefully. Because there is something deep here. If you're already thinking about chicken or pizza, you have to understand that right now you have to internalize this. It is vital for the bride, this food. Look, Romans 8:29. God knew. Oh, look, this is beautiful. Then, before He made the world, and He chose them to be like there was no world. How did you know who they were? Oh, the bride was inside of Him like the rib was inside of Adam. You know how the Adam knew that she was Him? Because she truly was His. Even though before everything was created, everything, Adam looked into the eyes of her, and he recognized his rib because it was his. Bone of bone, God looked and He saw spirit of the Spirit. The Spirit is His. He says, she is mine. And He chose them and He knew them before He made the world. Explain to me, how can this be? This is... There was no world, but He already knew you. How can this be? He determined to be them to be like His Son. Religion gives you a appetizer. Predetermined to be like His Son.
Yes, because the bride cannot
be not part of Him. Like Eve has to be part of Adam. She has to be His. This is why we cannot have anything else. Only the one that is mine. He recognized you. And all of this then afterwards started. The world, the sin, everything started because He is waiting the one that is like Him. For thousands of years already He's waiting. He's not in shock.
Oh. Чем больше распоясывается сатана, тем невеста становится ближе к своему любимому.
Making
Сатана не распояшется, если Бог ему не даст распояться.
The closer the bride is getting to Christ. Devil is a very small individual. On a big checkboard.
Пешка должна еще отчитаться. Сказать, можно шагнуть вправо?
Can I go left?
Как с Иовом, помните? Ладно.
All right, like with Eo.
Он определил стать подобием сыну своему, чтобы тот был первенцем среди многих братьев.
And he chose them to be like his son, so that Jesus would be the firstborn of many.
В радостной вести. Смотрите, как здесь еще красивее звучит.
Look, this sounds even better.
Это те, кого Бог знал.
Who God knew.
Знал.
Knew.
Познал это как-то познал. Знал это точнее, потому что Бог
became to know them, but it's that he knew.
О, это бомба.
It is big.
Бог никого не познает, God потому что он все
know someone,
знаешь.
Because he knows all.
Он знал все.
He knew everything.
И даже все твои глюки.
And all of your mistakes.
Смотри.
Look.
О, Римлян 8:29. Это
Romans
8:28.
It is those
тогда,
who God knew when they were not yet existing. And determined them, and he called them
сына.
Because of his plan
подобием.
To be like his son.
Все думают, это насчет человечества. Нет. Тех, кого он знал. Он знает тебя?
Does he know you?
Ты выбрал его?
Did you choose
ты
him?
Ты идешь к нему? Ты
Do you follow him? Are you ready to lose everything because of him? And lose everyone?
Если нет,
if not,
тебя это тоже будет раздражать, и скажешь опять,
topic is for you, or not for you, but for some it will be a direct hit into your spirit, into your base foundation, and you will say, God, so what is this? I did not select you?
Yeah,
the ones that selected him are nodding and smiling. Yes, I'm going through hard times. I am having hardships, but you understand? It's not just clean walking in front of him. Everybody makes mistakes, even those that preach. My dear ones, those are the ones that are grasping on. Even though, let whatever happened to me, I will not let go of you. Just like the disciples turned around and said, do you not want to follow? And they said, no. Whatever happens, I'm with you. My dear ones, this,
Jesus
does, not only Jesus selects you, you have to select him. That is what likeness is. You have to select him. Romans
8:28.
And the ones that he recognized before and warned to be like the image of his son, image, that's even more direct, meaning that the ones that look at him have to see him. Ones that hear me don't have to hear me, but the glory from my spirit, that is living inside of me, it has to come into my spirit. Look.
Скоро демоны и бесы больше не будут видеть тебя и меня. Сейчас я чуть-чуть расскажу те вещи, которые я
Yeah, I'll share with you some things that I saw a couple of years ago.
Demons
will not see you. They will soon encounter God himself. I will give you a glimpse into the future right now of what I saw. And I want to put that image into your subconscious for you to see where we're all going.
Demons
soon will not see you. They will encounter God himself. That is the church that God will come out.
Смотрящие на тебя будут удивлены, смотрящие в этом мире.
Знаете, those that look at you in the world, the people in the world will look at you, because in front of them will become standing a person who they knew, but what will be on you and in you will surprise them.
Мы будем знать и узнавать друг друга.
We will know and recognize each other in the spiritual world. With all spiritual categories, we will. be
recognized as Christ's,
the ones that are anointed by Him, that are part of Him. Some of you have a hard time listening to me because you have not fully gave your sinful nature to Him, because you say that you're not worthy. Even this you have to give to Him, because you are worthy of Him, because He called you to be like Him. You have that right.
I am born by Him to be like Him,
and I want to do everything that is possible to be like Him, even though I make mistakes. I make mistakes as well, but we're not talking about mistakes here. We're talking about our decisions. I want to be with Him, regardless of what. Look. We will recognize each other in the spiritual world like one. We will be like Christ, meaning His bride, His image, the ones that are like Him. It is the strong status of the ones that cannot be touched. Everything that can touch or will want to touch you will be destroyed. I saw these people. Maybe God sometimes will let me share my vision with you about these new generals. I fell into a vision. I don't want to talk about it right now. Right now we don't have time. But I saw how the new army of Christ looked. Hopefully He will let me share with you one day. But right now I am just sharing you how it will look. Vaguely. We will recognize each other. We will see each other like Tanya and Andre. But spiritual world will not see. You will be submerged in it. In the spiritual world, you see different. You are different. Spiritual world does not look at you with through physical eyes. Spiritual world sees your spirit that is projected within you. And when I see, I say, God, what is this? And He says, that is my church. But why are they on fire in light and glory? Why are they all, why do they all look like you? Because that is my church. That is like me. Because demons cannot do anything in the spiritual world. They cannot finish arguments. The bride is arising, the one that is like Him. And nobody can go against you because you do not exist. You are submerged in Him. You're dissolved in Him. I want all of us to understand this. This life is my dream of what I live with every day. This is why Jesus said that He's not doing anything if He does not see the Father do. There's a strong revelation in this. When Jesus did this, God was doing it through Him. You know when the devil can release his attacks on us? When you do them. When Jesus said, I don't do anything that is an example for us, a lesson for us, if I don't see Father doing, then I do not do. Meaning that Jesus was not walking on earth. God Himself was walking on earth through Jesus. This is why the church can be untouchable, always in, defeat and glory. But right now the church is moving by herself. All the arguments and rights will be destroyed. But when you stand and say, God, I'm waiting for you to say, and God will say, go, and you go. They will shoot at you. But nothing will take you. People will look at you and question who you are, but you will be like Christ, walking through walls, disappearing and appearing in different places. Jesus became, came back in a, with a different face. They were talking to Him, and they could not recognize Him, but their heart would recognize that it's something different. And then they would say, oh, it's Jesus, it's you. They recognized Him. My dear ones, do you understand who the bride is? It is people. I watched a lot of cartoons in the spiritual world. This was the coolest one. I'm telling you, I'm waiting for Him. We are very close to church. I'm telling you, we're not there yet, but we're very close. I see how young people are falling, saturating glory, taking His glory and searching for Him. Cut off everything else that tries to transform you into anything. Support yourself in Him. Read. Listen to the ones that are like you. Dream about God. Oh, I need to end.
Когда церковь научится этому
when
великому принципу,
заканчиваю,
когда церковь будет двигаться, это будет двигаться не она, а сам Бог.
Move,
ты понимаешь,
God
что церковь должна выучиться делать ни одного шага без Христа? Это
obedient,
значит, церковь не делает
Christ.
Ни одного шага сама, а значит, через церковь движется только сам Иисус Христос. Против этой церкви, слушайте внимательно, никто и ничто устоять не сможет.
Nothing can go against the church.
Все, что ты пытаешься делать,
everything that you attempt to do, even with good intentions, powers of darkness will always be standing against that. Do you know if God says it, it means that it already came true.
Вот почему Бог прогневался на евреев, на Израиль, когда они шли в обетованную землю, потому что он уже сказал, земля ваша.
He already said that the land is already yours. Just walk into it and claim it. And they were disobedient. And they were destroyed because nothing and no one can go against the word of God. If God said, you get up and you go. The life of Jesus Christ on earth was an example of how the bride is going to be living on earth. Old Christianity has already dissolved a long time ago. It will
Оно
not be tolerated. It could not tolerate transformation. Time for Reformation is begin, and for every single one of us, we'll have to determine where, what side we're on. We cannot hide anymore. Individuals are rising who are going to take spiritual authority over their countries and cities. Right now, churches of strength are arising that are going forward in wonders and miracles in the glory of God. That is only how Jesus will come back. We're not trying to convince the old. We build the new. We build the new. We arise the new. Listen to me, all of you, thousands of you, new ones. Wake up. If God said, then it means it came true. If you get up and go and it doesn't, if you fail, God said, don't worry about it. But if you get up,
когда мне Бог сказал, встань, сынок, я
все сделал. Son, arise. Just do what I tell you. But I said, God, everyone will be against me. But he says, so what? I will be with you. We are together and all of them against us. And until this moment, I live in happiness and glory and progress. Many, many people's lives are changing. So many healings, so many miracles. God is continuing to move. My dear ones, time for new, time for reformation. This is not a joke. We are planting the new in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give him praise.
Let's wake up.
Let's get up.
О, Иисус, спасибо тебе.
Jesus, thank you.
Спасибо тебе. Вы взяли что-то?
Thank you. Did you take something for yourself?
Пожалуйста, дорогие, возьмите
please,
этот образ.
One. Take this concept. Let it be internalized into you. Stop listening to deceptions of religion that the whole life they will never think anyone is worthy. God told them directly, you took the key to knowledge. You did not enter yourself. But the ones who want to walk in, you don't let them. That is why Jesus selects the new. Yes, Reformation sometimes is not comfortable. It does not come in comfort. It is a war. It is confrontation. People have to be strong in the spirit to stand against the religion of the world because it is one. We stand in one unity. Close your eyes and raise your hands and say from your whole heart, Father, transform me. Tell him this from your entire heart. Say, God, I want to be like you. I want to be your partner. I want to be yours. I ask you, live in me, walk in me, talk through me, act through me. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours, God. Bride is arising. Bride is arising.
Couple more minutes. I can't just simply end preaching like this. Revelations are coming. They're not stopping. Second round. I'm just kidding. My dear ones, you know what is possession? Being possessed by demons. It's a copy of who the bride needs to become. The bride needs to become possessed by the Holy Spirit. It is not a bad term. Possession is not a bad term. It is being completely grasped by someone who is a defeater. You need to be grasped by God. Devil cannot do anything. He knew the plan of God. He knew that we're supposed to become one. That is why the demons want to live inside of people, because they deteriorate the bride, the image that God created. Amen. That is why you ask him, Father, take me completely and make me like you. Amen. Was someone here for the first time? Raise your hand.